Do you know of a dish, we may have discussed this already, that's made out of cornmeal and water and is boiled and eaten as if it were a cereal?
No.
Ever hear of mush?
I've heard of it, but I've never eaten it.
You're not...
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it was.
How do you say it?
Mush.
Okay. Then what do you call general name for peas and beets and carrots and all that stuff?
Vegetables.
And you would grow them in a...
garden.
Okay. What do you call the food that's often eaten by Southerners with breakfast?
Grits.
Yes, and what would you call it if it's the large, the whole kernels?
Hominy.
Okay. Would you ever call anything hominy grits?
Yeah.
What would that be?
It's the large grain.
Okay, so grits means ground up fine?
Right. Grits are the fine, and the hominy grits mm-hmm. are the large puffy ones.
And what's that starchy food that's raised in Arkansas and Louisiana and China?
Rice.
Yes. Let's see. Do you have any terms for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages that are made illegally up in the mountains?
Moonshine.
Anything else?
White lightning.
Would either of those mean it's particularly bad quality? Might even kill you?
I wouldn't know the difference.
Okay. Did you ever hear of Splo?
No.
Okay. What would you call beer that you make at home?
I don't know.
Okay. If something is cooking and makes a good impression on your nostrils, you would say to someone, just... Just what you do with your nose, just...
Smell that.
Okay. And,
Actually, I would say, just take a sniff of that.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Fine. And, the sweet liquid that you pour over your pancakes?
Syrup.
What about something that's like syrup, but it's darker, maybe?
Sorghum.
And that's also called?
Molasses.
All right, now, what is the difference between molasses and syrup?
I don't know any difference between molasses and syrup. Now, sorghum is made differently, I think. It's homemade cane syrup.
Mm. Is it the same as molasses?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they're all syrup. But I think there's a difference mm-hmm. in... Like there's a maple syrup
mm-hmm.
and there's a cane syrup
mm-hmm.
and I think molasses may be like the maple syrup and the sorghum to be a cane syrup, sugar cane. I don't know. I don't know the difference though, to tell you the truth.
If you were starting a sentence and you were going to say molasses, if you were describing the thickness of the two, you might say molasses.
It's thicker.
All right. If something is not imitation syrup, you would say it's...
real.
Or...
genuine.
Good. Sugar sold retail is already put up in packages, but sold wholesale, it's...
loose.
Or in any large quantity, you'd say you're buying it in four-letter word beginning with a B.
Bundle.
Four-letter
bag.
Word. Large quantities. I'll spell it if necessary because I need the pronunciation.
Okay.
B-U-L-K.
Bulk.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, what do you call sweet stuff that you spread over your toast?
Butter.
Sweet stuff.
Honey.
Well, made with fruit.
Jelly.
All right. And what do you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. If there is some fruit in a bowl and a child wants one, well, what's in the bowl is apples and peaches, and someone offers the child a peach and he says no.
Thank you.
But he wants the other one, so he says...
no, I'll take the other.
Well, he wants you to present him with it, though, so he says to you...
give me a peach, or give me an apple.
Okay, that was it. It was the apple that he wanted. Okay, if it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
those.
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing to a tree some distance away, you might say it's...
over there.
Would you ever say yonder?
Yes.
Say it.
Yonder.
Would you say over yonder?
It's over yonder.
When would you say that?
Depending on who I'm talking to and how well I know them.
Mm-hmm. More at home with the family?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do it that way, do it...
this way.